Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Prototyping Overview. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Prototyping and Testing in the UI/UX Design for Frontend Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the different types of prototypes, including low-fidelity and high-fidelity variants, as well as the tools and techniques available for creating effective prototypes. Additionally, we will discuss the importance of prototypes in the design process, especially in the context of fintech applications. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create effective prototypes to test design concepts and gather user feedback, enhancing your understanding of the UI/UX design workflow. Main content types of prototypes, low-fidelity versus high-fidelity prototypes can be categorized into two primary types, low-fidelity and high-fidelity. Understanding the differences between these types is crucial for effectively testing your design concepts. Low-fidelity prototypes are simple representations of your design. They often consist of sketches, wireframes, or paper prototypes that focus on layout and functionality without getting bogged down in visual details. These prototypes are quick to create, making them ideal for early-stage brainstorming sessions. For instance, you might sketch a rough layout of a mobile banking app on paper to visualize how users will interact with various features. On the other hand, high-fidelity prototypes are more polished versions of your design. They typically include detailed visuals, interactions, and may even simulate the user experience closely. High-fidelity prototypes are often built using design software like Adobe XD or Figma, allowing you to create clickable mockups that users can interact with. For example, a high-fidelity prototype of a fintech application could showcase the full user flow, including animations and transitions, providing a more realistic preview of the final product. Prototyping tools and techniques in the world of UI/UX design. There are various tools and techniques to help you create effective prototypes. Here are some of the most commonly used tools. Wireframing tools. Tools like Balsamiq and Mockups are excellent for creating low-fidelity prototypes. These tools allow you to sketch out ideas quickly, focusing on layout and functionality without the distractions of color and graphics. Design software. For high-fidelity prototypes, Adobe XD, Figma, and Sketch are popular choices. These tools provide powerful features for designing user interfaces, including vector graphics, interactive components, and collaboration options for team feedback. Prototyping platforms. Platforms like InVision and Axure allow you to create interactive prototypes that can be tested with users. These tools enable you to integrate feedback directly into your design process, making it easier to iterate and refine your concepts. User testing. Incorporating user testing tools, such as Usability Hub or Lookback, can enhance your prototyping process. These platforms let you gather user feedback on your prototypes, helping you identify pain points and areas for improvement. By leveraging these tools and techniques, you can streamline your prototyping process and create designs that resonate with users. Importance of prototypes in the design process. Prototypes play a critical role in the design process, especially in the fintech industry. They serve as a bridge between your initial ideas and the final product, allowing you to gather valuable user feedback early on. Here's why prototypes are essential. User-centric design. Prototypes enable you to put users at the center of your design process. By testing prototypes with real users, you can gain insights into their preferences, behaviors, and pain points. This user feedback is invaluable for making informed design decisions. Cost-effective iteration. Catching design flaws early through prototypes can save both time and money. Making changes to a prototype is far less expensive than making alterations to a fully developed product. This iterative approach allows for continuous improvement. Enhanced communication. Prototypes serve as powerful communication tools among stakeholders. They provide a tangible representation of your ideas, making it easier to convey concepts to team members, clients, and other stakeholders. This clarity can improve collaboration and alignment. Risk mitigation. By testing prototypes with users, you can identify potential issues before launching your product. This proactive approach minimizes the risk of developing features that may not resonate with users, ultimately leading to a more successful product launch. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the different types of prototypes, the tools and techniques for creating them, and the importance of prototypes in the design process. You learned how low-fidelity and high-fidelity prototypes serve different purposes, and how using the right tools can enhance your design workflow. By understanding the role of prototypes, you can create effective designs that meet user needs and improve overall satisfaction. As you move into the next lesson, we will delve further into user testing techniques, which will build upon the insights gained here. Reflection questions: how can you use low-fidelity prototypes to gather early feedback on your design concepts? What prototyping tools do you find most useful for your workflow, and why? In what ways can effective prototyping reduce risks in the product development lifecycle?